Yeah, Grok.
Do you know that scary thing?
Yeah. Special. Special competing with you, okay?
Y'all know what time it is.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
It's time for Bubbly Banter. Alex, pop it on open.
Woo! That was a good pop. That was a good pop right
there.
That
was good. It was. So it's me this evening, along with Alex and Antoine and the Rachel Dolezel.
Woohoo! Hi, Rachel.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Doing good. How's everybody else?
Doing well. Did I say your last name correct? Dolezel?
Pretty close, Dolezel, but it's fine.
Dolezel.
You know, I'm not.
Y'all.
Okay. Yeah, if you're not familiar, I would say Google, right? <Yeah. laughs> First. But you also have a documentary. Yeah, but that's right. All right. That's all right. You have a documentary on Netflix called Rachel Divide as well. Folks can check out.
And I have a book that's a, you know, one true source of finding out all about me if people are interested. So it's called In Full Color, and you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Books A Million or whatever.
And Rachel, when did you write that book?
It was published in 2017.
Nice. And what do you feel as if it, with you writing this book, what did you feel as if it has accomplished for you?
Well, it hasn't accomplished what I actually hoped that it would. I hope that it would kind of set the record straight and give people an idea of who I actually am versus all the rumors and opinions. But mm-hmm. I think, you know, when it comes down to it, a lot of people just don't read. And
right.
Based on what people heard in the media, you know, they'd already formed their opinions and they didn't, you know, a lot of people didn't care to read it. Some did. And people who have read it, I obviously appreciate that, that they, you know, care to hear my words versus everybody else's words about me.
People need to understand there's two sides to the story.
Yeah.
They need to understand both sides and then draw a conclusion to it.
Definitely.
I figure, Rachel, you might want to chat a little bit about Jesse Smollett because that has been breaking news all over the place.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do y'all say about that mess that is going on?
Well, I honestly kind of am one to reserve judgment, being put through the ringer as viciously as I have been. I don't think that we know enough to say anything. I think people should say less and just let things sort themselves out and maybe talk after that's all sorted out. But I think we're really quick as a society to just rush to judgment. And as soon as we hear, you know, everybody heard about the hate crime, it was just shocked and appalled and rushed to judgment on that. And then now everybody's, you know, hearing that the Chicago police are charging him with falsifying that, and everybody's rushing to judgment on that and changing, you know, and it's just like, first of all, I don't really trust the Chicago police on what they've decided, because a lot of those investigations do not actually, you know, they're based on hearsay more than actual fact and evidence a lot of times. And so I kind of, you know, want to die with Jesse.
I have to sip my bubbly really hard on that.
Well, Antoine. I feel like there are so many instances where people have been, you know, have endured really horrific things, and then people just try to shrug it off and say they made it all up and there's no, no evidence.
When I heard all the details, I just assumed that my DVR missed a recording of Empire. That's how crazy. When it all, from the beginning to where it is today, like it's absolutely crazy, regardless of what the truth ends up being.
Yeah.
The fact that it's where it is now feels like something that you would see on TV. Like it doesn't seem like real life.
His career is ruined.
Yeah.
I would say.
Well,
whether they know if it's fact or not, like it now, it's just people rallied up and they were like, yeah. Supporting, you know, Jesse Smollett. And to hear it just broke my heart. Like, dang, man, what's going on?
Because as you were saying earlier, Rachel, how people are so quick to jump to conclusions, start that attack on people that's completely vicious without, you know, trying to investigate themselves and fully understand the entire situation at hand. In today's society, as mean as it is and can be and vicious, and Jesse being the credible source that he once was, you know, we all thought, hey, this seems legit. Like, hate crimes are very prominent. There's been a recent study that came out like this week that they have risen by like 30%.
Right.
Yeah. People were saying, don't let this be a setback.
Yeah. You know? And that's also true. Like, that's something we have to keep in mind. Like, regardless, like I said, if this is all made up or whatever, at the end of the day, like, this can't be what causes us to question another instance. If something else happens, you can't be like, oh, well, Jesse lied if he lied.
That's why it's so upsetting, because it was like, to fabricate something like that, that's an extreme.
Definitely.
You know? know, so we'll see what happens with that.
But we don't know that he fabricated. That's what kind of irritates me, is that everybody's jumped to that ship.
Mm-hmm.
And why? You know, why is everybody saying his career is ruined? What if the truth actually comes out that he didn't fabricate it, that these two guys that talked to the police, that they based all their stuff on, actually, you know, made that story up, the story that he fabricated? What if that's the fabrication? You know,
I mean, it's a possibility.
So it's just kind of like, I don't think it's really our job to decide right now. And I hope that people kind of reserve judgment enough to allow his career to continue, you know, if he is, you know, indeed a victim of something like that and is being re-victimized in a sense by everybody, you know, rushing to judgment based on the new charges. So I don't know. I guess it's just on the one hand, on the other hand, it's, I don't know.
And that's something that kind of goes with society right now. Like, everybody feels like they have to be on one side or the other in every situation. There's no, I'm going to wait. It's either I'm all in, like you were saying, Monica, like they were, you know, all powering up for Jesse.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now it's everybody's against Jesse. You have to pick a side, and that's the side that you have to ride with the entire time.
Yeah. It's all just so bizarre, but I guess we'll just wait for details to come out as the week goes on. Yeah.
And I think Empire has went ahead and suspended him for the
I think they're going to keep him.
Yes,
but they're going to suspend him for a little bit. Yeah,
there was. Yeah. On the TV show, they kill off people. He was in a coma for like half a season or something. And so it's easy, like, to say they're going to suspend him.
It's like he's still in the coma on the episode. It's
easy for them to write them off, you know, for a couple of episodes. So, like, it's not even that dramatic, because that's how Empire is written. It's so soap opera-ish where people can't be on there. So, if that allows for them to figure out what they need to figure out, then I think that's best for all parties involved, because you don't want everything to be up in the air. And, like, you know, like we were saying, you're picking one side or the other. Yeah. You don't want everything to be up in the air, and then now people aren't tuning into your show, or, you know, feel some type of way. So you could easily write him off. He goes to London. I watch Empire. He goes to London and records a new album or something. So you can write him off for a couple of episodes.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, well, I tell you, it's all over the Shade Room. And I did catch Rachel in the Shade Room with her skills. Oh. Girl, where'd you learn to braid?
Rachel.
I saw that.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that's in the Shade Room, but...
It's not a bad thing, girl.
I learned to braid, ironically enough, back in Montana, in the mountains.
Montana.
When I was, this is 26 years ago, I started braiding for a little girl named Sarah. She was adopted by a white family in Montana, and nobody knew how to do her hair, and nobody really cared to learn. And I was like, I'll figure it out. And I looked at pictures and did all this research. And then my own little sister, was born a couple years later, who also was adopted into, of course, our family. And I did her hair. I still do her hair. So I've been braiding for 26 years, and I, you know, happen to also braid my own hair. You know, a lot of people are like, how do you do the back? So I just did a little, you know, people are like, you should show, like, I want to see how you do the back. So I just did a 1-minute video on, this is how I, you know, part it with my fingernails and do the back sections. And then everybody just went ballistic. Like, oh my God, how dare she do that during Black History Month? And I'm like,
Oh my gosh.
I didn't even think about that part.
I didn't either.
I was still stuck on, there's black people in Montana.
I guess that's the first question. How did that happen?
Now, was it recently in the news or something in the regards, and I probably got the state wrong, but was it Montana that they were thinking about actually selling to Canada as a state, the land, like the entire?
I don't know.
She's like, I'm done with Montana. Where are you at? Where are you located at now, if you don't mind me asking?
I've been out of Montana for so long, I really never look back.
Good for you.
Like, anything there, including my, you know, biological family. So, yeah, it's a kind of wild west type attitude there in a lot of different parts. It's not for me. But the only cool thing about Montana is there wasn't a speed limit.
Oh, there's no speed limit.
Oh, all right.
You just drive around.
I've heard that too.
When I was 14 years old and there's no speed limit on the highways, you just were supposed to, I guess you could get pulled over if you looked like you're just, you know, not in control of your vehicle or something. But you just kind of drove. You didn't have to keep looking at your speedometer anxiously, you know, to make sure you weren't exceeding the speed limit.
What's the fastest you've gone?
100.
Yes.
100.
What were you driving? What kind? Was it a sports car?
Oh, was it a Dodge Neon?
Was it a Prius? Did you wind it up?
I've never had a sports car. I've never had a Prius. Right now, I drive a 2005 Chevy Blazer. Like, I've never really been into cars, and I've never had to be into cars. So it was a really old Volvo, actually.
Those things are heavy. Yeah. Those things do damage if they hit somebody.
It was a 5-speed though.
Oh, you drive 5-speed.
Oh, she got skill.
I don't know how to drive one.
I don't either.
I don't care.
Did you see the other day it was in the news where like two guys try to rob a woman of her vehicle and they literally get in the car after they take it from her and they didn't know how to drive a stick shift so they couldn't go anywhere.
That would be me.
I don't know. I'll be just sitting there hitting all kinds of gears. Transmission fallout.
This robbery just turned into a kidnapping because she has to drive us now.
Look, Rachel, are you into music?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, because I thought we'd play like a little game here.
It's fun, Rachel. Yeah.
Come on, Rachel.
Here to stay or toss away?
Here to stay or toss away.
Okay. All right, like. Post Malone. Is he here to stay or do we toss him away?
He's already
toss away.
Oh!
Oh. He's already clocked some number ones.
He's all over the top 40s station.
I'm siding with Rachel. I'm good if I never heard another Post Malone
song.
Really?
Why?
It doesn't do anything for me.
But y'all, what is it about Post Malone?
It's the way he looks. No offense. Oh! But I just...
I just twirled away.
Monica did just do a pirouette. He doesn't seem hygienic. He doesn't seem like he's showered.
He says that he does shower. He just goes for that look. I think that's what that's what he's doing. Rachel, what is it for you about Post?
I kind of feel like I don't get a sense of him being like focused and, you know, having like a core style and brand. And I don't know. I feel like he's just kind of like bouncing around. Maybe his music will mature eventually or something, but for me, it just doesn't really resonate like on a deeper level. So
Alex just had to fix his eyebrows right there. No, is on your Alex mind?
Alex is a Post Malone fan is what I'm gathering right now.
I mean, I ain't no deep fan. But
say why you're a fan. Like,
no, because I mean, there's like some of his lyrics are for me, they're catchy and just with the tunes, it's very melodic. Mm-hmm. And again, if you can get on the Billboard Hot 100 charts to begin with,
that's true.
You've got talent.
I
don't know about that one.
I didn't say how much talent.
Okay.
I said talent.
Or you have connections.
Exactly.
You have to be able to market yourself in some way, form, or fashion.
He's grown to be this thing where he's on every hour, it feels like.
I can't grasp it. Whatever.
Yeah.
It is.
Cardi B, here to stay, toss away. What do you say?
Am I the one that goes first?
Rachel, you are the guest in bubbly banter. So you can sit. Ooh, I'll sip for you, girl. You go ahead.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like he's kind of a Nicki Minaj spinoff. She's kind of taking some of Nicki's shine away.
That's what Alex speaking here. That was deserving. I mean, am I what I've educated myself on with the whole Cardi B from her start and get go, from where she was homeless to where she is now? I think that's completely phenomenal. She's created platform
totally
for herself.
That.
She knows the hustle. She knows the game, if you will.
Alex is so empowering. Alex makes you feel good about yourself when he talks about you. He brings up everything that makes you feel so wonderful. I'm fine with Cardi be staying because she's consistent.
She
in her
is,
songs,
she
her
is.
Interviews, her
yeah,
fights at the gala.
That's what I'm
that
going
is,
with.
She, yeah, she is who she is.
She is true to that. Like Love and Hip Hop, what you see on Love and Hip Hop, she is that.
She will go to your head and not think twice about it.
So there is something to be said about where you got to respect the fact that she is.
Yeah.
She's putting that on display and she's like, I don't care.
So I'm good with that. I'm good with that consistency.
Okay. Camila Cabello, random. Camila Cabello, is she here to stay or toss away? What do you say?
She got a couple more years.
I only know
More years.
I only know one song of hers, though. I mean,
Havana, la la la.
That's all I know. That's all I got. Rachel, what do you
Obama
think?
Obama liked that song, right? Like it was one of his top.
Yes,
Obama?
It was. Yeah, it was on his.
Was it?
But yeah, I'm not a fan. I feel like the like, you know, the like the Lemon Squeezer here or something. Like I'm just like, why are these the people we're talking about? I don't know. Not really excited about that person either.
Well, right now, like what in your car? You hit the radio. What are you listening to?
Oh my God. I know you're gonna probably ask that. Well, for one, we do not have good radio here. It pretty much sucks. So I have Damn, and right now the album.
Okay, all right. But if you had an artist right now that you could listen to, would it be like Nicki Minaj?
Right.
Would it be Beyonce?
No, Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
I like Lamar.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Cranes in the sky.
That was. I thought she was in the studio.
I have D'Angelo.
D'Angelo. If only he could make a comeback. If only he could.
Does he need to, though? I
just if he can put out a video like he did back in the day.
Relax.
Oh,
relax.
No. You remember. You know the video I'm talking about, Rachel.
Relax.
I try to look down into the TV screen to see if I can see something.
You're peeking over the screen trying to see lower of D'Angelo.
Couldn't see anything.
Where does this V take us?
Yes. Come on now. Any celebrity that you would love to meet, like have a sit down with? Because I imagine you've met a lot of people.
Actually, right. Well, my two top pick would be like Oprah and Michelle Obama.
Oh, nice.
Beyond that, I also like Rihanna a lot just because she
stuck up for you, girl.
Things about me, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I've always wanted to meet her.
Wasn't her birthday yesterday?
It was.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Her birthday is the same day as my sister, so how could I forget?
Yeah, she's a fan of yours.
Yeah, you know, I'm a fan of hers too, but I was before, but I'm even more so now.
How could you not like Rihanna?
I know it.
Who would you sit with, Monica?
I've been on the hunt for Oprah for years.
Why? Why?
Because I need to connect with her. I need to understand her soul. So I need to hear it. Like, really sit down. Like, it's one thing to watch Super Soul Sunday. It's another thing to sit down with the Oprah and feel that connection. That's
feel
what
that
I want.
Energy.
You know, because I feel like she's experienced so much in life.
Yeah.
And I just want to be able to be in her presence just to talk with her, just to feel it. Because there's energy is real.
I would just love to sit and watch her talk.
I want to sit by her trees. I want to sit by a tree that was next to
me.
Oprah. You know, like, to feel, that tree has her energy.
Y'all are ridiculous.
Oprah,
because I've been hunting. I've been on the hunt. Seriously.
Oprah, we've been listening to your podcast. Give her a listen.
Yes.
Alex, who's your celebrity?
Who is my celebrity as far as what topic?
As far as the question, who would I want to meet that you can sit down with and have dinner with or whatever?
It's really a no-brainer for me. Adele.
Yeah.
You like Adele, Rachel?
I do.
Yes!
finally, you guys have something in common.
Yes! Adele, your favorite song of hers. Hello, Rolling in the Deep, Someone Like You.
Yeah, Rolling in the Deep. I like that one. Actually, a lot of her music kind of like seems a little sad, but I like that. I've always liked the blues. Buddy, who has that same kind of like resonance with challenge and struggle, and comforting to hear that.
No, it is. You know, it definitely is.
Right? And I mean, Antoine, what about you? Who would you like to sit down with and chat?
It's easy. It's Will Smith.
Oh,
it's easily.
I should have had that. Yeah.
Easily. He's my favorite person in life, and I've never met him.
He's
haven't met him yet. His energy seems so authentic. I grew up watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I own every episode.
Yes.
I'm totally a stan for all of his movies, everything he does. So I would just want to, I don't even know if I would want to ask him questions per se. It's just hang out with him. I just want to be around him.
He's a fun, real guy. Because at first, I loved Will, and then he got with Jada, and I didn't care for him or his kids. And then I was back on the Will Smith train. Like, it took a minute. It was just something like, I'm like, oh, they had some spoiled brats. And then I'm like, okay, I changed my mind. They've grown up, and now they understand the world, the ways of life a little bit better. So, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, an artist to bring back from the dead, though, Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yeah. She was
good.
Oh,
you both, Antoine and Rachel.
I'm not a huge Amy Winehouse fan, but that was more so me think. See, Rachel and I, we're on the same wavelength here.
Did you listen
Rachel,
to her?
Are you single? No, you're
Did you listen to her album? Back to Black.
Yes. I don't dislike. This is going to sound really bad. Okay, so I apologize for anybody who's listening.
Here's we go.
But if you give me the power to bring one artist back from the dead.
I know where you're going.
That Back to Black album isn't enough for me to waste that power on her. No offense.
Okay,
that's true. It doesn't sound bad.
Because Prince. Okay. You got to bring back Prince.
That's,
and Alex just, you just.
No,
you
I'm agreeing.
Okay. I thought someone else. Is there anyone else? Like Mike? Well, no.
Because it wouldn't be like Michael or Whitney, no offense, because they
Whitney.
Wait. But what about Robert Johnson? Because he died so young.
Yeah, and that's
what
the thing.
He have done?
And that's what I was about to say. It has to be somebody that died when they were still young, when they were still in their peak. I wouldn't bring out back somebody.
Oh! Aaliyah was in her prime, with stuff,
I wouldn't bring.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Can we get three?
She's not worth it.
Oh!
No offense. No offense.
Oh! You just hurt my feelings again.
I love Aaliyah.
Alex right now is checking you.
I can bring one back.
I'm going to take a chair out.
She's not worth it. If I can bring one back.
Worth it.
She's not worth it.
I cannot believe you said that.
She's not
okay,
worth it.
Okay, Rachel, please hashtag and put this on Shade Room that he dissed Aaliyah and Whitney Houston.
That is
not today.
That is not today.
Antoine, yes, you did. What?
I'm just saying, if you have this power, I'm not. If you give me all the money in the world, I'm not going to go buy a 97 Honda Civic. And that's kind of what you're doing. If you have the power to bring one artist back, Aaliyah would be the 97 Honda
you
Civic.
You called her a Honda Civic.
I hope you roll your hands.
With how many miles on it?
That personal, because I just bought a 91 Honda Civic for my son.
Thank you, Rachel.
Rachel, we were doing good.
The relationship is over now.
Rachel, we got to stay up. We got to stay a unit on air. Okay.
Okay, I'm with you. Oh my!
All right, thank you. We're back. We back, guys.
Are you back?
Rachel Twan. That's our hashtag name.
All the shadiness and everything else. Antoine just upset me.
Aaliyah's the top of the list now.
She's a Honda Civic.
With how many miles though? Like 100,000.
$160,000.
Because they can keep going for a long time.
$160,000.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody's gonna say Michael. Is that because of the Neverland thing?
I'm not gonna say because when he died. It was just he wasn't in that same place of making new content.
We had all his goods.
He was about to do the This Is It concert. I would have loved to seen that, but I don't think that concert's worth bringing him back.
I have a Whitney's one. I'm like,
nope.
Yeah,
she wasn't singing. She couldn't sing live anymore.
No, nope. She couldn't.
You're good.
Crack is whack.
Come on, girl. Come on back, girl.
Oh.
You want to bring everybody back, Alex?
Bring them all, all the spirit energy, and then we get Oprah in the room.
Yes. Where's my Ouija board?
You can live again.
Look under your casket.
You're back to life. Everybody reaching under their casket.
And Oprah is the key. And Michelle Obama is right there with, I got you, Oprah.
What about Tupac?
Right.
You guys are really putting me in a bad
position. Yeah, I know. Right. Say something else.
Bro, Rachel, how do you feel about Tupac before I go down this road?
I was always a Tupac fan over Biggie, honestly. But I do like some of Biggie's stuff. But Tupac had that look, though.
So put that on Shade Room that Rachel doesn't like the East Coast.
Ooh!
She doesn't like New York rap. No, I'm kidding.
West Coast, best coast.
The intellectual nature of Tupac lyric stuff. Like, I just it's Alex.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Alex is looking at me waiting for me to answer
I
this
know.
Question. All right, so I think Pac is, top 5, top 10 all time. I was more moved by his book, Rose Grew from Concrete, than I was any album that he ever put out.
Hmm.
So, take that for what it's worth.
What about Iggy Azalea? Would you bring her back?
Oh, you are wrong for that one. You are so wrong. Until it took me half a second where I was like, dang, she's been gone for a minute. Right? It was like, maybe it's the bubbly. But she got her butt done.
It looks real.
It is real. It's her fat in her butt.
Look, I'm a big Iggy fan. I still love her. I still love her. The new classic. I loved it.
I don't know about Iggy.
I was never a fan of hers.
Oh,
honestly,
no.
I agree with Rachel. I could have never heard a song from Iggy and been perfectly okay.
She looks good, and she's one where she had some fat transfer and stuff done, and she admits it.
Yeah, she's been through a lot within the past couple years or whatever, and I feel like she's taken control back of her life, and she got rid of her record label.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she went to L.A. and got her own record label.
Bad Barbie.
Yeah.
Had some words.
She just threw a cup of something on her. I don't know what it was.
That little
witch. But Iggy was professional about it.
See, I'm kind of more into Lauryn Hill and Erykah Badu.
Ah, yeah.
Lauryn, okay, look, you know what? I love Lauryn. I love her, but she's late as hell.
And let's keep it 100. You guys aren't going to have me back on this podcast.
Uh-oh, what are you
going to
say?
Let's keep it 100. Like, she had that one amazing album.
It was great.
Are we still holding on to that one album? To this
Rachel.
One album? The album was fire.
Rachel.
Was it Miseducation?
Yeah, that's the fire album I'm talking about. Yeah. And not including the Fugees because it's Wyclef and all that. But Miseducation.
Who would not take Lauryn over Iggy? I mean, come on.
I know. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
I would do that.
That's a no-brainer.
Talk about Lauryn Hill anymore.
Because she can't show up on time.
She can't. And that's
her concert starts at 8.
Or
she shows up at 11:15.
As I've said before, and it's an unfortunate part of our culture or society. Once you reach a certain age, you are irrelevant. You no longer, your fans stay true to you, but you can't gather the mass fans that you once were able to when you were fresh. And I don't like to use that term in that, but it's just how to convey this point. But as to when you were once fresh and new.
Yeah. Oh, you got the little one.
No.
I know.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, no. That is. Hey, my kids are here right now, too.
Don't apologize.
Yeah.
Me and Alex are her kids.
Oh, yes. I'm the favorite.
Oh, what's your baby's name?
Langston.
That's nice.
Tell him we say hello. Yep. He's four?
Langston Atticus. He's
That's a nice name.
3 and 3 on Saturday.
Okay. Well, happy belated birthday.
Where did you get the inspiration for the name? I like that.
You know, obviously Langston Hughes, you know, for the first name.
Okay. Okay.
Mostly that was because I was rereading some of his poems when I was pregnant, and the mother to son poem really just resonated with me. Like, you know, when life gets hard, keep going. Moral of that poem. And life was pretty hard for me during my pregnancy. I mean, I was 1 month pregnant with him when my whole life really fell apart. You know, the whole pregnancy was tough, and I wanted him to kind of always have that, like, never give up, never quit, never sit down kind of mentality. So, yeah, Langston means long stone, like a, you know, like a rock. Yeah, so
that's awesome.
And then Atticus, yeah, really I good. Kind of did with a CKUS, like mm-hmm. a hybrid of Atticus and Crispus Attuck, who is, you know, like Crispus Attucks broke a lot of barriers. He was one of the first people to die in the Revolutionary War, and, you know, somebody black that died. Kind of like in his death, they actually buried him in, you know, the grave for veterans, but they didn't really know what they're supposed to do because graves are supposed to be segregated.
Yeah.
So he kind of, like, in his death, like, crossed the color line in a sense of
really put in thought into the name, because, I mean, yeah, some people name their kids Skittles that. And you'd be like, oh, what the hell? You'd be like, you eat M&Ms. Damn. So it's all right.
That's
great.
So, Rachel, what's a guilty pleasure of yours? Like a
hot
TV
baths at night.
Hold on, what is it?
Yeah.
You say hot dogs at night?
Hot baths.
Oh, hot baths.
Like a hot bath.
I thought you said hot dogs. I was like, that's
cold.
Is it?
Yeah, no, I like to cook way too much to ever eat a hot dog. So no, hot baths. Yeah, I like to take a bath at night just to kind of like decompress from the day.
Mm-hmm. Nice, yeah.
Bath bombs or bubble baths or whatever. It's like my only 5 to 10 minutes of.
But that's not a guilty pleasure.
I want something.
I want something that you're ashamed of.
You want something juicy?
Yeah, like you watch Real Housewives of Potomac all the time. Potomac.
Potomac. Now I can't say it.
Yeah, I don't watch any Housewives, but I do watch The Haves and Have Not.
That's a Tyler Perry show, right?
Law and Order SVU. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Law and Order SVU.
That would get you.
SVU. The Good Doctor. You know, my youngest son is diagnosed with autism, so it's like interesting to watch shows like that one, you know, with kind of somebody who's diagnosed with autism, who's a doctor, who, you know, lives his life on his own terms and stuff like that. So yeah, I guess there's still like a serious reason for why I watch some of this.
Yeah.
And Rachel, just so you know, I just got my master's in ABA and autism. I've been working in the field for the past 7 years.
If I could cheer you right now.
He is making a connection.
No, we're best friends. I'm about to find your Instagram.
Look at this new relationship, bud.
I'm going to find this Instagram.
Rachel, like, who is this? Hold on. Yes. This is a show from Roanoke, Virginia.
We will be at the wedding.
Yeah, I know it.
Uh-huh.
Well, Rachel, I want to thank you so much for being a part of Bubbly Banter.
Yes.
And once again, you can check Rachel out, your show on Netflix. It's called The Rachel Divide, as well as your book.
MyName.com is a great place to find my art, or you can get an autograph book, or find photos of me. Just a lot of different random stuff. I sew some dolls called Melanin Spectrum dolls, which is like 5 different dolls with natural hair, like from super light to super dark, you know, just kind of like we're all on the spectrum of so like I'm melanin deficient, some people are melanin rich, you know, we can all hang out. So dolls are there. I also have all my social medias at Rachel A. Dolezal. So Twitter, Instagram, my Facebook page, I have LinkedIn. I don't Snapchat. I tried.
That's okay. I understand.
Too much work.
Yeah. We thank you. And please join us anytime for some bubbly banter.
Yes.
And you know and what we say to bubbly banter?
Drink up, bitches!
Buy a bottle now that I didn't get, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
You have to now.
Get your hot bath going, girl.
Yes. Exactly. Enjoy yourself.